This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
United Auto Workers leaders say their members have gone on strike against GM after GM made $8 billion profit last year and isn't paying a fair wage to those workers.
We're on strike over affordable quality health care issues.
This picketing worker says just a few years ago they made concessions to help keep the company going.
And now that they're making more money than they ever have, we feel like we should get some of that stuff back.
The workers remain on the picket lines, but talks between the two sides have resumed this morning. The Federal Reserve is expected to reduce interest rates this week. President Trump tweeting it's about time, saying the U.S. is, quote, paying a much higher interest rate than other competing nations, and he's squarely blaming the Fed. A Fed policy meeting starts tomorrow and wraps up Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Maine's Governor Janet Mills says she's closely monitoring a building explosion in Farmington this morning that's left a firefighter dead and several others injured. In a statement, she says she's instructed the state fire marshal to thoroughly investigate the cause of what she calls a devastating explosion. The biggest moment in last Thursday's debate for candidate Democrat Robert Beto O'Rourke was when he said he would take people's AR-15s and AK-47s. Yesterday, he spoke in Plano, Texas, and he doubled down on that comment at the debate.
If we agree that those have been used as instruments of terror against our fellow human beings, against our kids who are hunted in their classrooms and chased down in the hallways of their schools, we are going to buy back every single one of those weapons and ensure they are never used against us.
Cars founder Rick Ocasek has died. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Charlottesville, Virginia cannot remove a Confederate statue at the center of a white supremacist rally that turned deadly 2 years ago. A Charlottesville Circuit Court judge ruling that a state law bars that city from removing the statue of Robert E. Lee from a city park. The judge ruled the statue was covered by a Virginia law that protects all war memorials. Neo-Nazis and white supremacists did descend on that city in August of 2017 to rally against efforts to remove it. A woman was killed and over a dozen people injured when a man drove his car into a group of the counter-demonstrators. Humberto is now a hurricane. The storm is a Category 1, maximum sustained wind 75 miles an hour, and about 785 miles west of Bermuda in the Atlantic. And it's likely to continue strengthening over the next day, but it's moving out to sea away from the U.S. mainland. not posing any threats to land, and perhaps now not even to Bermuda. NASA says a newly discovered comet originated outside of our solar system. The agency saying that the comet discovered on August 30th is probably an interstellar visitor, only the second time such an object has been observed. And today is National Guacamole Day, and the price of the main ingredient, avocados, has come down from just over $2 in early July to $1.16 today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I meant to pass on to you, especially after the Sherry Rigby interview in the first hour, and even talking with Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, I said, okay, well, I'll bring it up then. Sherry Rigby gave us some extra tickets for Overcomers, so if you haven't seen it, by all means, drop me an email. Okay, first come, first serve. Send it to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Put in the header, if you're in the subject line, put down Overcomer tickets, okay? And we will get those off to you right away. They come to your email. And if you do, also send me the email. Give me an idea of what station you're listening to us and how you're listening, whether it's online or a particular radio station in your market. That would be helpful as well. We always love to have that information. And so look it for a pair of tickets. If you haven't seen that movie, Overcomer, this is a great opportunity for you, the entire family, maybe some friends that you've been wanting to go with. Take them to go see the movie and enjoy it, and with our compliments, and you can thank Sherry Rigby for that, okay? And everybody involved with Overcomer. Judith Knotts is joining us now. You know, on the show, what I love so much is that we get an opportunity, as the Hawaiians would say, talk story. And everybody has a story to tell. And it's just, you know, are we listening? Well, Judith has done something, I think, quite extraordinary. Is she's gone and talk story with the homeless. You know, what are they all about? Her new book, You Are My Brother, Lessons Learned Embracing a Homeless Community, is a a book of stories in talking to the homeless and understanding how they got there. And along the way, Judith, I would say I often talk about the golden nuggets, you know, what they've learned. I mean, it's rather profound if we're willing to listen to what they have to share with us, right?
Right. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Good to have you with us.
Great. I'm delighted to be here.
Well,
what do you want to know?
Well, you know, I want to know your story. I mean, You Are My Brother, Lessons Learned Embracing the Homeless Community. I mean, at a time when people are, you know, they're standing back, they're, oh, my God, I hope this doesn't happen to me. You know, I mean, there's a lot of dynamic that's coming into place, particularly in certain areas. You know, I grew up in Southern California, and I go back into the area about 6 to 8 weeks because my children still live there. I have four boys still living in Southern California. And the homelessness in Southern California has just been incredible. And I, of course, have been greatly concerned, not only because of how homelessness has continued to grow in San Diego, in Los Angeles, in the Bay Area as well. You have a lot of other problems that are coming in that I think are quite deleterious, and I'm most concerned about, because even the LA Times is reporting that because of all the homelessness and the rats and, you know, human feces now in the street, I mean, the drug needles, all this stuff, that we're starting to realize, you know, some diseases, what they would refer to as medieval diseases, coming back, you know, to America, to Southern California, of all places.
Yeah, your home state. Well, I'm delighted to talk to you, Bill, about this. It is a passion of mine, and I agree with you. We are a story people. We just love to hear other people's stories, and they entertain us. I hope they educate us. And my interest in stories and in homelessness, I went and lived on the streets in 2003 for 72 hours with a group of people. And it was just a personal journey. It wasn't a field trip to find out about homelessness. But honestly, Bill, it changed my life. 72 hours, no cell phone, no money, no credit cards. And I just looked and thought, people are in my city, Austin, Texas, are living like this.
Right.
And I was so struck by the people there, the variety of people, their issues, their problems, and how kind they were to me. So,
Did they know that this was a bit of an experiment for you, or did they?
Yeah, they did. And when they started chatting with me, and it was a little awkward at first, one young woman came up to me and she said, "Are you making fun of us?" And I said, "No, I'm just trying to figure out who I am." And she said, "You come with me." And I went off with four, sort of black leather guys, and I spent the weekend with them, and I learned a whole lot from them, and they were very, very good to me. So I think the one thing I learned is that we just can't lump them all together, homeless people.
It's not so monolithic. No, not at all.
No, there's so many reasons why they're out there. I mean, there are a lot of common threads, but they're not just all dope addicts and alcoholics. Of course, they're there are some, and some people who weren't when they got into the streets, they've become just to dull the pain. But there's people who can't afford housing. They may have a job. There's people who have a job, but when the health demands came in from the government that you had to pay full-time people health insurance, they cut the low-income workers to 30 hours so they didn't have to pay health insurance. So then their income was cut. So then they couldn't afford housing. There's people who had national disasters affect them, so they lost their house, and they didn't have the two-month sort of safety net to secure them. There's people who were abused by their families, so they left their homes. It just goes on and on and on, Bill, so many reasons. And when you look at those numbers, I mean, the thing that's staggering to me is that we can get the data to can just overwhelm us, and the key thing is these are all individuals.
Exactly.
Each number represents an individual, and each one is different. One may have an MBA in accounting and be on the streets because he was an alcoholic, a gentleman I met. One may be severely emotionally disturbed. So there's just so many reasons they're out there, and we have to treat them like individuals and not just house. That's step one.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's part of the issue. You see, when the government comes in, they try to, you know, they can think in terms of one size fits all. But when you have so many individuals and their stories, boy, I mean, this is really difficult. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. If anything, you start to realize the unintended consequences of governments interfering. I mean, in ages past, which we saw happen even in Southern California, where it is the churches and local communities see the problems first, right? And they react and rally, and then you get the government comes in and says, well, no, we can't have churches involved here. And, you know, in Anaheim, California, there was a church that was known for, you know, housing homeless and providing services and feeding them and everything. And then the government came and said, no, you can't do that. And they sent them out, and then, you know, they started going to the riverbed, and before you knew it, up until last year, they were camping out next to Angel Stadium. Well, you know, that was unacceptable. You can't have people coming in, you know, family of four paying, you know, $200 to go see a baseball game and having to wade through all this homelessness and, you know, the sights that come with it. So they found a way to kind of chase them out. And, you know, and meanwhile, we're just, you know, kind of chasing our tail on this, Judith.
Yeah, they're just moving them from site to site. I agree with you, Bill. I think some of our nonprofits and some of our churches, they're doing the best work because they're doing it person to person, locally, and they know the needs of their people, and they're jumping in, and they're also doing it with pure hearts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Frank, you know, they're not in it to make money. They're not into it for pride purposes. They're just saying, these are people that we want to help. And what gets to me is it's like how we treat the least among us, whatever they are, is how we're judged as a society by other countries, and most importantly to me, by our children. Our children are looking at homeless people and saying, well, mom and dad and grandmother and grandfather, is this what we do? Is this how we treat people? And so it's generational what we're doing.
No question. Well, we've been raised in a disposable culture, so it's not far to misunderstand why we are here, where we are today. You Are My Brother, that's the title of her new book, Judith Knotts. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Lower taxes, less government, and
self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Judith Knox continues with us. Her publicist says she's 80, and she said, whoa, not yet. I just turned 79. Slow down there, boy. And so I'm slowing down. We got the record straight. She is 79, and she's a retired teacher. But the thing is about teachers, and I have a dear friend in Southern California who is a retired teacher as well. She's 90, okay? And bless her heart, she puts up with me. I think she's adopted me. I think she always wanted a Mexican in her family. So I think that's why she adopted me. But anyway, what I've always appreciated about teachers is they're always learning and they're always doing what comes natural to them, and that's teaching us. And Judith, for your effort, for what you've done to go into the homeless community and give us an eyewitness report of what's going on. I mean, outside of the news reporting, because, it's one thing as news reporters who go in and maybe do an 8-second sound bite or something really short and quick. But it's something else, like, for you to invest the time. You said 72 hours, you were amongst them. And you were hearing their stories that ran the entire gamut, and I'm sure you saw those that right now we're told that a majority of those that are homeless are suffering from some sort of mental impairment. But you know the reality. What did you observe?
Good to be back with you, Bill. Let's start with that. First of all, I did go up for 72 hours in 2003, but I kept going back. Mm-hmm. So my knowledge about the homeless community is really deep. It's deep and it's personal. And of course, it's anecdotal. I'm not full of stats, although I know they're there. Mm-hmm. But I would go back. I was so taken by these people and their needs that I would go back again and again, sometimes for another weekend, sometimes for 72 hours or 24 hours or just an afternoon. But also those people are still now part of my life. Many, many of them I'm still connected with over, 10, 15 year period. So I've watched their lives develop or not develop. And it is tragic because we're wasting human lives and human capital, and we need them in our lives, and they make our world better. What I've noticed, Bill, is that there's so many different kinds of needs out there that we really have to address, as I said earlier. Them as what are their needs? One woman I met years ago named Lucille, she was a registered nurse, and she was on the streets for about 15 years for drug abuse, which is common, apparently, in the medical industry. And when she finally got public housing after waiting 3 years, she said to me, "Judy, I don't know if I can take it." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "I don't know if I can live inside again."
Mm.
So we're talking about the most basic level of what it's like to be on the streets. And there's a lot of course there's a lot of disease and there's a lot of drugs, but there's a lot of goodness out there. I'm amazed how some people can take care of themselves out there. And some people who are homeless are actually have jobs, Bill. Mm-hmm. They can't afford another place to live.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Preston stocks shelves in a food pantry and in a food complex, but he can't afford it. The housing costs of even a single room apartment. So if there's many reasons why they're out there.
Mm-hmm. And how many families?
Oh, goodness. I mean, when you see a family on the streets, it just breaks your heart.
Exactly.
I can't tell you in terms of numbers, but certain places do have special places for children and families. The Salvation Army has a special bike department or room where they can go. And generally for housing, single women who've been abused or families are bumped up to the top of the list, which sounds good. But guys, I know who are single. That may be me. They're not 2 years waiting. They might be 3 years waiting for a room. So it's very complicated, Bill. And what boggles my mind is that here we are Americans, which you love and I love, and we're talking about going to the moon and driverless cars. We can't get people off the streets who are living in tents or without tents or on cardboard. What is wrong with us? Why can't we move ahead and cooperate and integrate our knowledge and our services and make a difference here?
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you said, and I've heard this as well, anecdotally, you talk about the nurse who was wondering, can I go back inside again and what that represents? I mean, because living homeless in a homeless community, or even just being on your own, I mean, it is a different way of life, and it is amazing. It's miraculous how the human spirit adapts and can make the most of a situation that you and I can't even imagine.
Right.
But they, you know, in some cases, you talk to them and they're going, they're not stressed over what's going on in the body politics and what's happening with Donald Trump. Actually, in some cases, they're a lot happier than some of my very wealthy friends, because their level of satisfaction, I mean, they've dialed it back. And I know this sounds kind of, and I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, you know, agreeing with you that the stories are profound and quite interesting, because as you share in your book, boy, there's a lot to be learned from them. I mean, you know, in stripping it all down to where you have nothing, you're not on the race of, you know, climbing up the corporate ladder. This is a whole different lifestyle altogether, and some of them are happy to be living that lifestyle, if that's fair to say.
That's right. They know there's some people who, even if we had a mandate and they swept the streets of San Francisco and everybody had to move into some big warehouse, there's people who would be kicking and screaming, not want to go.
Right.
Namely,
right,
because that's the only life they know, and they also value their independence.
Exactly.
So I've heard from homeless friends that it only takes 2 weeks to really become homeless mentally, where you this is your life. And so to move somebody into a warehouse or whatever you call it, whatever their plans are, it's going to be complicated, because there's going to have to be major rehab for drug and alcohol abuse, major social rehab where they learn to live in a community where there are rules, which is really hard for them if they've been on the streets forever. They will need job training. And recently I've been thinking about that so much, because they all have jobs right now. Everybody who's homeless has a job.
Right.
And their job is to stay alive.
Right.
So you move them into, whether it's a, you know, 20 people apartment, or whether it's, you know, a large warehouse, what are they going to do with their lives? And I've seen this with people who've been moved off the streets. Suddenly they don't have to worry about where they'll sleep or where they'll eat or where they'll go to the bathroom or take a shower. They have sort of this expansive day in front of them, and they don't really know what to do with themselves. So there has to be real job training. I don't mean necessarily job training, getting back into the market, but job training for how to live their lives.
Exactly.
You bring up
an excellent point there, because if all of a sudden the paradigm shifts for them, and that's dramatic. Because if you're looking at 8 hours of survival, and suddenly you're up the chain a little bit, and it's not that much, okay, so then what do? You just sit around and you're left with your own thoughts, and you start getting depressed.
Right, exactly. And a fair number of homeless people have low education or job training skills. And so, you know, you can start there. And some people are too old or too impaired to really go out to the market. But everybody needs a purpose in life. You do.
Yes.
As a youngster, I do as an elder, and we have to have something that says, yeah, it's good to get up in the morning. I want to do something with my life today, just, and maybe simple, but, you know, I'm going to learn to knit, or I'm going to go work in the soup kitchen, whatever I'm going to do. But we all need little goals. Otherwise, our lives are just meaningless.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for blessing me and calling me a youngster.
Well, you are to me. You are to me. You've got a young sounding voice.
Well, that's the deception of the media, of radio. You know, what you hear may not necessarily be reality. But I'm gonna hog that compliment. Thank you very much.
The point is,
Judy, is that what you've experienced is unique, and it broadens our perspective and helps us with the conversation here of what, you know, if you could wave a wand, what's the number one thing you would do?
Number one thing I would do would be ask for cooperation and integration of services, whether it's federal, state, city, nonprofit, and businesses, profit organizations, all come together, use their skills, use their talents and their experience, and solve this problem.
Well, it's going to require
some islands of cooperation.
Exactly. Judy, I look forward to having you back. We got to continue this conversation. This is really good stuff. Her book, You Are My Brother, Lessons Learned, Embracing a Homeless Community. Judith Knott's book will be linked on our website as well. Thank you, Judy.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
United Auto Workers leaders say their members have gone on strike against GM after GM made $8 billion profit last year and isn't paying a fair wage to those workers.
We're on strike over affordable quality health care issues.
This picketing worker says just a few years ago they made concessions to help keep the company going.
And now that they're making more money than they ever have, we feel like we should get some of that stuff back.
The workers remain on the picket lines, but talks between the two sides have resumed this morning. The Federal Reserve is expected to reduce interest rates this week. President Trump tweeting it's about time, saying the U.S. is, quote, paying a much higher interest rate than other competing nations, and he's squarely blaming the Fed. A Fed policy meeting starts tomorrow and wraps up Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Just want to see if you're paying attention, if you're open for a chuckle, okay? Because our society has become a little too tight. We've just forgotten to laugh, you know? We need to be able to smile once in a while. It's a good contagious disease. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here for more information on the show and how you can join us. We're here live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, getting well beyond the 8-second sound bites. Look at 8-second sound bites. Going to help you. You need to understand the depth of a topic, okay? And along the way, we encourage you with guests like who we have next. Ben Cooley is going to be joining us now. His new book, Relentless, Feel Your Passion and Fulfill Your Mission, Relentless Pursuit is the name of the book. And a little bit of background, at 26 years of age, Ben followed his passion to end modern-day slavery, okay? Now, we're not talking that long ago, ladies and gentlemen. And when you hear this, you go, wait a minute, end modern-day slavery, what's all that about? Well, he co-founded the nonprofit organization Hope for Justice, which recently made international news for uncovering the largest modern-day slavery ring in the United Kingdom. So after experiencing his own challenges, failures, and successes with Hope for Justice, Ben started a podcast series, Dear 26-Year-Old Me, to talk about other successful leaders, about what they wished they'd known when they first began their journey. Ben Cooley, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm doing very
very well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was looking forward to this conversation with you. You know, we talk about modern-day slavery. You know, people are going to be shocked to think about that. I mean, we talk about it sometimes metaphorically, especially here in this country. And we're talking to you from you're in England, right?
I am in England, yeah. But modern slavery is a global problem. Millions of people caught in slavery, children, men, women, caught in forced labor, sexual exploitation, domestic servitude. And we've helped thousands of them get free from their traffickers, and not only seen that, but we've actually prosecuted their perpetrators. And like you say, we just recently broke down the largest gang in actually British history, which is just amazing.
Really? Tell us more about this this gang. I mean, you know, when people hear about modern-day slavery and you hear it in that context, you go, well, that's happening here in America as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the gang that we broke down here in Britain trafficked, they say, nearly, well, over 400 individuals that were held against their will. They were beaten, withheld food, disheveled. In fact, there was no running water or electricity. There were 70 of them living in a small two-bedroom apartment. They were forced to work into well-known brands, businesses here in the UK, and they weren't paid any money. And our team were able to identify them and work with the local law enforcement, and we not only rescued them, but then we supported them through, found them housing, support, job vocational training, and supported them through the criminal proceedings. But you're right, Bill. I mean, the reality is I'm talking about England, but we have operations in 9 countries, over 25 locations, and we rescued someone, helped someone actually in America, Nashville. We have an office in Tennessee, and we rescued someone in Nashville, a girl, 14 years old, and that's the reality of modern slavery. It is on our doorsteps.
Yes.
It's in our neighborhoods, and we've got to do something.
It's so pervasive, there's no doubt. I mean, certainly in America, we're being confronted with it, and some people have chosen to stick their head in the sand, except for those families whose loved ones suddenly are missing. They have no idea where they are, only to find out, if they do find out, that they've been otherwise enslaved. And you go, wait a minute, this is the 21st century America. How can that be possible? In this particular case where you got a 14-year-old girl, and God only knows what these young girls are subjected to, sex trafficking is rampant here in America, as I'm sure as it is in Europe.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I think it's incumbent on us as good men and women to do something about this. And actually, that's the positive thing, actually. As much as there is great darkness, actually, there is an enormous amount of light that has been shone on this issue. You know, last year, as an organization, we were able to help 71,993 children. We've had over 2,000 girls graduate our programs in our Lighthouse short-term residential treatment centers. Have we done enough? Not yet. But are we making the right steps forward? Absolutely. We are pushing back the darkness and bringing freedom, hope, and liberty to girls, men, and women.
Well, that's what darkness abhors. It abhors light. Ben, at 26 years old, when you started on this journey, what was it for you? What switch flipped in your head that said, I got to do something about this?
Well, you know, Bill, I'm not going to lie to you. I was actually an opera singer at the time.
Really? Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I used to wear tights and makeup and dance around, and I used to do that in operas as well. And it was just a joke. You said about smiling and laughing more,
right.
So I'm just taking your advice.
Well, thank you. That's good.
But I volunteered for a woman in my church, a small local church in Manchester, and England, and I heard, I was just at this event, and I was there just to volunteer, pass the microphones, you know, backstage stuff, and I heard about 27 million people caught in slavery, 1.2 million children a year sold, 2 children every minute, and I walked out of that building that night, and I thought, if that was my door, I would do something, and it was the next thought that changed the course of my life. They are someone's door, I should do something. So I did what any young, passionate 26-year-old world would do. I booked an arena in England to tell the church about it, the issue, and we got 5,884 people to our first event. And from there, we've grown it now to we have over 400 staff helping tens of thousands of children every year, and all because I believe God put a vision in our heart right there 10 years ago to do something about it. And I never believed, Bill, I would never believe we would be where we are right now.
Well, here you are. As you say, God put something on your heart and in your consciousness to do something about it. And like anything that comes from God, you wonder, go, okay, am I really hearing your voice? Am I just doing this on my own? But then you go ahead and you make the first step. I mean, to go ahead and reserve a building that could hold that number of people, I mean, that's a serious commitment. So you're saying, okay, God, I'm going to put my faith here. Where's yours, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose that's been the greatest revelation that I've had, really, is that I've realized by stepping into this mission, into this relentless pursuit, I have profoundly learned this truth of it isn't my mission. I know I'm part of the mission, but it isn't my mission. And all I have to do is to be humble enough to take instruction, to be wise enough to listen to his voice, and to just bold enough to believe it. And and so I've learned that when it says in Psalm 72 that he will deliver the needy and those that are trapped in violence, for precious is their blood in his sight, that he is not me. That's the great he, great I am, and I'm just standing in his shadows, just going, "Oh Lord, I'll do what you tell me to do."
Yeah, there's nothing like having God as your partner, right? He's the CEO, and you're just going along. It's okay, Lord, I'm co-laboring with you and seeing what comes next, because you've got to appreciate that even though as much as we understand and as much as you were affected on that night when you started hearing these numbers and thinking, gosh, if that was my daughter, what would I do? Well, for God himself, this is his daughter, and he wants something, you know, done about it. And here it is. You answered the call. And look what's happening with the organization now. How many years later?
Yeah, I mean, it's now 10 years later. Nine countries, you know, thousands of people are now free. And I think that's what a surrendered heart can do. And I suppose that's why I wrote the book Relentless Pursuit, is because I wanted to take all our consolidated learning, lessons that we've learned over the last 10 years of developing this, so that other people can be encouraged in their relentless pursuit of what they're trying to do, the purpose that God has put in their life,
exactly,
the dream that they have.
Ben, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Ben Cooley after this.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed.
sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me say, if you've ever found yourself waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning staring at the ceiling tiles and questioning, you know, what is God telling me to do here? And you feel like you're constantly being nudged towards a vision that has been placed in your heart and mind that will not let you go. This conversation with Ben Cooley and his book, dare I say, is a must-have for you. Relentless Pursuit, Fuel Your Pack. Excuse me. Morning drink went down the wrong side of the throat here. So as I'm choking here with passion, fuel your passion and fulfill your mission. Ben, you know, for you it began with a vision. God says without vision people will perish, cast off restraint. But God gave you a vision here for something that was not just and not right. And and it took a conviction that, you know, grew into a passion for you, and one that you had to decide, okay, am I going to believe God and trust God for him to realize this? Because as you said early on, this is not you. This is all about God. It's his glory. This is what he wanted to have done. And you and your team that has grown over the years have come alongside to co-labor with God's intent, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, one of the things that I realized is through starting Hope for Justice and releasing thousands of people from slavery, we're leaning into God's passion. You know, he's got a passion for the least, the last, the lost, the lonely, the hurting, the marginalized. You know, that's what I believe Jesus his passion is us, right? It's humanity. But one of the things I've learned is that, you know, through experience of kind of building an organization, and building kind of like internationally in multiple locations, we have or 25 offices globally. And, you know, there are some techniques, some actual wisdom that we've learned along the way that I wanted to help people. Lots of people come up to me when I'm speaking at churches or conferences and they say, Ben, you know, it's great that you've built what you've built, but how did you do it? Mm-hmm. You know, and I wrote a book called Impossible as a Dare, my first book, that tells the stories about people that we've rescued and helped. But actually people were asking me, but how did you do it? Because I've got my own pursuit, my own vision. How did you actually practically do what you did? Mm-hmm. And so we've kind of like journeyed a book with multiple authors, multiple people that have developed their own billion-dollar companies, people that have been successful in the music industry, like Natalie Grant or my friends from, who, by the way, Natalie Grant is one of the co-founders of Hope for Justice, and is just a dear, dear, dear friend. Rend Collective, some of the guys from Rend Collective have contributed to this because they've gone, look, in our pursuit, there has been an attitude that we've had to adopt that is a relentless attitude to get us through some of the hard times of developing things. So we've put this book together to help people, to inspire them that change is possible and you can do it.
What did you find that was consistent with them?
With all of them, the hardship is always there. You know, it's never easy. Mm-hmm. You know, Instagram lies, that, you know, this whole generation of people posting the best bits of their life and looking on stages and looking at success, that they are the same as you right now, that they have troubles, they have trials, they have tribulations, but they have absolutely pushed through that to achieve what they have achieved. Now, do you know what's interesting is a thread? I don't want to spoil the whole book because a lot of people put a lot of wisdom. Dr. Robbie Sondragas, who's a clinical psychologist, has put through some of how you deal with kind of the trauma aspect of that, not dealing with it. But one of the things that there's greatest revelation out of this book is to find your fight and to fight like you. And, you know, many people look, comparison is the thief of all joy, right? We all look at other people's journeys and we go, Bill, I wish I was more like you. Mm-hmm. If I could just be more like Bill, then, you know, the reality is you've got to fight like you. David did that in the Bible. When David was placed with Saul's armor, he wore it, and then he went, you know what? It's not me.
Not me.
I don't fight like that. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that's it. There's lots of things we talk about in that, how to build your vision. We talk about how to build a team, how to take frustration and do something positive with it. What you tolerate, you'll never change. How important celebration is. There's so much of it. But my favorite chapter, I think, is what people would say to their former self.
Yes.
That consolidated wisdom. Dear 26-year-old me, you know, what would you say to your younger self?
Yeah, that's inspired your podcast as, you know, Dear Younger Me, also a Mercy Me song, right? that we often sing to ourselves and looking back, okay, what would we say to our younger selves knowing? And the thing is that's cool about that is that, you know, the Bible, we're reminded in the book of Isaiah how God knows the beginning from the end and speaks into the beginning and designs into the beginning what happens at the end. So how you journey, how anybody would journey without God, who really has the plan. I mean, you know, we're not born into this world with a instructional manual, per se, that comes tagged onto our belly button. But it's something that God has written. There is a instructional manual, but we need to seek that manual to realize that we are uniquely made. And when you read these stories or you hear of others' successes, Ben, these are all ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And the only reason the difference is that they have, you might say, God's super on their natural.
Absolutely. And I think that's the, you know, one of the things that I've realized through my journey. Mm-hmm. And this might help your listeners is, look, we are all the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there are choices that we can make that can better our future or worsen our future. And one of the good choices that I've made, and I, when people come up to me and say, how did you do it? Mm-hmm. My number one piece of advice is you're a byproduct of your environment, so choose your environment well. Mm. You're a byproduct of your environment, so choose your environment well. So make sure that you've got people. A wise man has many counsels.
Yes.
And so these people in this book have imparted into my life, and I wanted to share it with people through Relentless Pursuit, the book, is to share some of that wisdom. And, you know, I feel really humbled. You know, Craig Rochelle says, this is the spark of inspiration you need. I'm like, Craig, really? Is it? But actually, I feel really humbled that a lot of friends of mine have supported this banning from Jesus culture and others that, you know, Charlotte Gamble and others that have just come alongside this and said, this is a great book, get it in your life and get some wisdom. And I think it's come from the inspiration of people around me, faith-filled, Bible-believing, successful people that have done something great with their life.
Well, and when you talk about environment, you have to consider it holistically, down to the point of, you know, what you're thinking about, the words that you speak, the self-talk. I mean, you address that right off the bat, that words matter, and it's important what you say to yourself, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really important. Your words can frame your future. That's the first chapter. So, it's the power of words. When God first spoke, right, it wasn't for communication. It was for creation.
Exactly.
I mean, who was he talking to? And that's the power we have as leaders. It's the power we have as people in our own life, is to speak life or death into situations. And it's why I often say to our team, be careful what you speak.
Exactly.
Because what you speak has the power to create. That's why teachers are so important in our society, because teachers have the power to speak into dreams, into character of our children. And we know that children are the message to the future. So we have to be really careful with the power of our words to speak into our life, to say dreams can happen through me. Whatever's happened in my past will not determine who I will be. Whatever words have spoken, I speak life into myself right now. Whatever that teacher said to me is not true. Make sure that you are careful with speaking life.
Well, as you say, we are either building or tearing down. And if we realize that with our words and our thoughts, it's okay. Are you going to be a builder or are you going to be a destroyer?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing, Bill, one of the things that people say to me often is that you'll never end slavery. You'll never do it, Ben. You'll never do it. Well, I love the words. I know it's not scripture, but I love the words of Muhammad Ali that say, impossible, it's just a big word thrown around by small-minded men.
Amen.
Find it easier to live in a world that they've been given, rather to explore the power they have to change it. Well, I'm a firm believer in speaking life and hope and positivity into our dreams.
Exactly. Well, Ben Cooley, what daily habits do you embrace?
Oh, I tell you, daily habits, I have great self-talk in the morning. I speak to myself. I know that sounds silly, but I speak to my life, to myself. I make sure that every meeting that I have, I ask people questions that about how I can do better. Mm. I believe that there's three things that I'm committed to every day: being smarter, more humble, and hungry. More humble and hungry.
I like it. I'm going to steal that from you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that with me. I'll tell you, for me, I've been looking for quite a while, you know, for a daily reminder of self-talk. And, you know, and I came across, I met somebody who had produced a song, was really special, about St. Patrick's breastplate. And that has been a big part of my daily regimen as well. It's made a huge difference in my perspective along that lines of being, being helpful. And give me the three again.
Smart, humble, and hungry.
Yes, there it is. We like that. Ben Cooley, thank you so much for being with us. Your book will be linked on our website, Relentless Pursuit. Ben Cooley, thank you, Ben. Take care. God bless.
Bless you. Thanks, Bill. Cheers.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that...